Liquor Talk, brand new episode starts now. Welcome on, welcome everybody to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I'm your man Victor. Happy New Year. Sorry for the wait. I know we're 9 days into 2024 and you're just now getting an episode of Liquor Talk. I do apologize. If y'all want to know my actual thoughts on 2024 and what I'm expecting, y'all might want to tune into the next episode that's dropping on Thursday. But joining me tonight, we got Tia from the Healing is Power podcast, podcasting out of Atlanta, Georgia, by way of New York. How you doing tonight, Tia?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. I'm doing well. 2024 kicked off to a rough start, but hey, there's 50 weeks left in 2024. So, hey,
you counting already?
Yeah. You know, we had some minor setbacks, but hey, minor setbacks and major comebacks, you know, so because I've seen people already like, oh, I'm on to 2025. God damn, 2024 just started.
Yeah.
So tell the people a little about your podcast.
Well, I started my podcast, Healing is Power, back in 2020. A little history about my podcast and everything. When I was younger, when I was a little girl, I always wanted to do radio and, you know, be an interviewist and stuff like that. But I was really shy. And, you know, where I grew up, it wasn't really a whole lot of support in that type of area. So, you know, as I grew up, I kind of, I guess, let go of that dream. But when COVID hit, I said to myself, you know, I really want to get back into my childhood dream. So why not start it now? So I started Healing is Power in 2020, and I've had some amazing guests on my show, and I really want to reach out to people all over the world. I've interviewed different walks of life and really, you know, reach out to people and show them that you don't have to hold things in. You can talk about it, share your story, and, you know, enlighten others out there that if you don't heal, you can't move forward.
That's real. That's so real. If you don't heal, you don't move forward. I see you're one of the people that started the podcast around the time of the pandemic. Shout out to you for keep going, because I know some people who started their podcast around the time of the pandemic, but I looked at their catalog and they haven't been recording lately. So shout out to you for keeping it going. So what was the biggest motivation behind keeping it going?
Interviewing people is therapeutic for me, because I am still going through a lot of healing. I've dealt with a lot of trauma for some years now. So hearing other people's story and how they've dealt with healing and the things they've gone through is very therapeutic for me. So that is what definitely keeps me pushing. I really want to see more people. You know, mental health is so important. I don't think people really understand how important that is. And if you're out here and you're not mentally right, you can't move the way you need to move. So definitely reaching out to people, getting the message out there that you need to heal is what definitely keeps me pushing.
That's real. That's real. So I definitely felt all of that, because now I see that you took a little break from podcasting. So what are you looking forward to with 2024?
Definitely, you know, collaborating with more fellow podcasters, getting more guests on my show. And, you know, I was going through life be life. And sometimes, so I kind of took a little break, but I said, no, you gotta stay on this thing. This is something that God has put on my heart and I gotta stay with it.
That's real. That's real. I definitely felt that. And that's what kind of kept me going with it. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's like life, but you got to find a way to get the episodes out to the people. So
yes,
I totally feel that. And I do commend you for that. Cause like I said, I felt that as well. And I'm looking at one of your previous episodes back in September. Why do you think people have a hard time moving in silence?
Because, and I'm speaking for myself and just kind of what I've observed, I think you want people to be happy for your achievements. So you're so quick to, you know, tell people what you're doing. But one thing that I've learned is that sometimes the very people that you think are happy for your success are not. So when you move in silence, things work out better for you. It's actually in scripture too. So it's a verse in scripture that tells you to basically move in silence. So it's not just, you know, me saying it, but I think people want you to accept and be happy for them. But unfortunately, people are not.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's one of the biggest things I've learned as being a content creator is you think people are happy for you being consistent with something, but instead those same people, they're trying to find flaws in it, or they're not showing you that same love as compared to someone who's 1,000 miles away, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I've learned to move in silence too, because sometimes people always want to give you their 2 cents, and sometimes they don't understand that I don't need your 2 cents. I just need you to be supportive.
Right.
And people, they just don't know when to. Sometimes if I ask you for your 2 cents, give me your 2 cents. But you don't know. Sometimes I need you to just be supportive. And, you know, that's why I definitely agree with the episode. Moving in silence is definitely what's up. Now, I see that you're very spiritual and stuff. So what is your thoughts on all the mess that you've been hearing about all these preachers and stuff?
Scripture does tell us to be mindful of sheep's and wolves' clothing, or how do you say it? Is it sheep's and, or is it wolf and sheep's clothing? I think that's how you say it. There are a lot of false prophets out here. You just have to use discernment. To kind of see who's, you know, real and who's false. You know, I'm very, very, very particular on who I follow and who I listen to. I mainly read scripture. You know, I follow a few, you know, pastors. I actually joined a church about 6 months ago. And, you know, I'm very heavy in that church. But I'm very picky on who I listen to, because like you said, there's, you know, so many false prophets out there that are leading people really to hell, and it's really sad.
Yeah, it's a lot of false prophets out here, and I know a lot of them, they care about what you can do for the church, or
yes,
what you can do for them instead of what can they do for you. And also some people have you doing crazy things just to fit in, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's instead of like, well, how can we accommodate you? How can we help you? That's how it should be. But
absolutely,
I know it's not like that nowadays.
No, it's not.
And we're in an age where you're going to be held accountable. Like, cancel culture is serious. You will be canceled and you will be held accountable. And people are not going to spend their money with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see businesses experiencing that, because I saw something talking about how McDonald's CEO came out like, why are y'all not spending money? I'm like, well, you did some messed up things, you know? So that could go both ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, going back to the church, it's like they need to be held more accountable for their issues and how they're doing it. So that's how you get attention to the younger generation.
Absolutely. Yes.
So talk to me about your motivation behind doing the podcast. I know you said it was the pandemic. I said, what was the biggest motivation for you to say, I want to go ahead and do this? Because what I've learned over the years is people will talk and talk and talk, and then they don't really get it started. You know what I'm saying?
I believe the motivation behind Healing is Power would definitely have to be for my mother, who has transitioned. She transitioned August 25th of 2010. That really, her transition really, and even to this day, it's been going on 14 years now, has been a big, it has affected me, because she was like my best friend and I was her only child. So definitely me healing, like I said, me going through the healing process still and helping others, I just want to see others heal. You know, it would be less killings. It would be less crime. It would be less drug usage, you know, if people would just heal. you know.
Yeah. Last time, I do apologize for the loss of your mom. My condolences. I know plenty of people that lost their moms and they still kept pushing, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm blessed that Mons is still alive. You know, sometimes we do butt heads, you know, so I'm happy that Mons was also went from being the biggest, one of the biggest haters to one of the biggest fans of the podcast, you know, so I'm definitely happy for that. And also Mons has a birthday later this month, so happy birthday to her, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, my mother, her birthday would have been 2 days ago. She would have been 76.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and then my dad, he has also transitioned. He transitioned March 14th of 2016. He would have been 89.
Sorry about the loss of your dad as well.
Yes, January is a rough month. It's a rough month.
The first month of the year is the rough month for you. I'm sorry to hear that, you know.
It's okay. You know, they're at peace. So if they're at peace, I got to be at peace about it.
Yeah, you have to be at peace. You got to find a way to be at peace about it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of things out here, you know what I'm saying, in this world, you know. So what would you say was the episode that you did, of your podcast that you like, okay, I can really keep going with this? Because we all have that one episode where we're like, okay, I got the hang of it. We're going to keep going with this thing.
Gosh, I've done quite a few. I would say the episode when I did spiritual imbalance, where I, you know, talk about, you know, the highs and lows of, you know, being spiritual. I definitely say, when I did that one, I'm like, okay, I got this. I can keep pushing. This is great. This feeling is great. And, you know, the feedback that I got back from it was great.
That's what's up. So what is something that you learned about yourself, after you started your podcast?
Before I started doing the podcast, I wasn't really believing in myself. And once I started it, I'm like, you know what? I am, you know, really good at what I do. And I need not to really beat myself up so much, you know, because, you know, verbal abuse. I went through a lot of verbal abuse from, you know, certain people. Just a lot of things, more so in my adulthood. And when people, you know, down you and you're always around negativity, you really start feeling that way about yourself. So once I broke away from that and, you know, of course, started the podcast and everything, I'm like, you know what? I am a wonderful person. I'm not these, you know, this negative person that, you know, people are making me out to be. You know, nobody's perfect, of course. We've all made mistakes, you know, but we learn from it and we keep pushing. But I'm like, I'm really a dope person. I have a beautiful heart, a good spirit, and I just want to see the best in everybody, you know?
Yeah, I definitely felt that, because people will always have something negative to say. And one thing I've learned is you really got to just ignore the BS from them people and just keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if it's something to resonate, then yeah, make the changes. But sometimes people make something out that's so negative that it's nothing you can't fix, you know.
Yeah.
I've definitely learned over the years. So what is something you want to tell to the Black podcast community? What's your biggest advice to the Black podcast community?
Always put God first. You know, if you're not, I guess if you haven't found yourself yet, or you haven't, you know, found God or anything, just really seek him, because it's clear in scripture. You know, he says, you know, if you extend your arms to me, I got you. So definitely start focusing on yourselves, heal from any, because we all have a story and we've all gone through some type of trauma in our lives. Heal from it and just be the best, continue to be the best version of yourself each and every day. And, you know, like you said, don't worry about the naysayers. You know, that comes with the territory. When you're trying to do better, you know, you're going to have people that's going to try to bring you down and, you know, dim your light. But you got to keep pushing, you know, put God first and continue to be a better you each and every day.
That's real. And that's very real. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk for the first time this year. Remember to pull that liquor up because this podcast sounds a whole lot better when you have some liquor. And also shout out to the people who don't drink as well. We love y'all too. Remember to tap in with the podcast, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts at. We got more on the way, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing to talk, how do you know it's a time that you just need to take a time to heal? Is there signs that of things you are doing within yourself that you can tell that, okay, I need to heal before I deal with anybody else?
Yeah, I suffer from anxiety a little bit. So when my anxiety starts kind of triggering me, I'm like, okay, I need to step back. I don't care if it's for a week, 2 weeks, a whole month. I need to step back and work on me, because if I'm not right, I can't get on nobody's podcast or anything and talk positive to anybody if, you know what I'm saying, I'm not mentally right. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. And that's why sometimes you got to take breaks. And then there are some times where you got to power through that thing. But sometimes if you feel like you can't power through it, I do recommend you taking a break, you know what I'm saying, just stepping away, because breaks are definitely needed. Like, not because putting out content all the time, that can be, it's draining, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know it, but, you know, sometimes you do need to take that break to step away.
Yep, you do. You do. You know, that's why I've taken multiple breaks. You know, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, okay, I'm dealing with something right now and I can't mentally focus on interviewing or talking to anybody right now. I have to work on me so that my light can radiate to other people the right way.
That's real. So why do you think people don't take that time out to heal? Like, I'm talking about like dealing with other people and stuff. Like, say you'll have somebody in a relationship, they just get out of it, but yet next thing you know, do you look up, they with somebody new. I'm like, we just broke up on Saturday. It's Tuesday. You hollering about you with somebody else. How the hell? Like, why don't people take time to heal?
Because a lot of people are afraid to be alone. I've seen that a lot. They feel like they need somebody else to be complete, when all you need is that time alone to heal and time with God. You know, he's the only one that can really heal you and make you feel whole, you know?
Yeah,
you can't settle.
Yeah, you really can't settle. It's like, I mean, I done got used to being alone, which is dangerous, but it's like, you know, it's, but if I'm comfortable, I'm looking at some other people like, damn, I look up like, you can't be by yourself for a long period of time. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's, you know, some people just feel like they have to be with someone. Like, I don't know. It's weird. But yeah. I enjoy my time alone. I love it. It's, you know, you can learn who you are more and more, and just, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, and what I recommend for time alone is, if you're definitely going to put that time alone, is just put your phone on silent, because people will still try to blow you up even when you're taking time for yourself. So if you're not feeling it, I recommend you put your phone on silent. iPhone users, don't put your phone on Do Not Disturb, because somehow calls will still get through, you know. I've learned that.
They will.
I'm like, Apple, y'all trying to fix every little thing, but y'all don't want to say Do Not Disturb means Do Not Disturb. So why is these calls still coming through? But that's technology for you, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But what can people do to start the healing process for people who feel like they don't know how to heal?
Well, first of all, get to yourself. And that, you know, falls back to just kind of falling back on, fall back from people. Get into yourself and definitely get into scripture. And I know there's a lot of people out here that are not believers, so it's more harder for them to get into scripture, but I'm telling you, scripture has really saved my life. I was born again 9/16/2018. And I have been on the healing journey since then. And I, you know, just get to yourself, you know, cut off whoever you need to cut off. If anybody around you is negative and it's causing you anxiety, depression, or whatever, get away from that and just get with, you know, get with God. And, you know, that's the best way you can start your healing journey. And, you know, be mindful of what you let into your energy. Absolutely.
That's real, and that's definitely real, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Liquor Talk. How do you know that you've healed? You know what I'm saying? How do you know you've healed from something?
You don't think about the past really anymore. You're at peace with yourself. One of my episodes that I talked about was forgiveness. And that is something that I have struggled with for a very long time. And I'm going to be honest with you. I still kind of struggle, but it's not as bad. For forgiving people for, you know, anything they've done to you. And of course, you know, maybe something you've done to them, you know?
Yeah. I think we all struggle with forgiving people. And sometimes we struggle with forgiving ourselves because,
yes,
I admit, like, sometimes I've had to struggle with forgiving the younger version of myself for some mistakes now, because it's like, that's really, somebody really said that sometimes the mistakes you make when you're younger, you're going to pay for them when you get older and stuff, whether it's mentally or financially or romantically, you know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. really do pay for those mistakes. And sometimes we do struggle to forgive ourselves. And sometimes you struggle to forgive your parents, and then you struggle to forgive your family because you're like, you think you've forgiven them, but then something happens and it triggers it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And sometimes people make it hard to forgive them, like when they don't take accountability or they can't see what they did wrong. All they see is, oh, you're beating me up. Or also in relationship talks as well, like women and men just can't see how they're wrong. You know what I'm saying? I've heard that on so many different conversations where
yes.
the man don't want to hear what the woman got to say, and the woman most certainly want to buck at what the men say. So it's crazy out here.
Yeah, that the narcissism is really ties a big role into that. You know, they don't want to see their wrongs, they see their wrongs, but they want to reflect it back on you like it's your fault.
Yeah, and that's why I can't really stand people like that. I had an ex like that. Like I said, I can justify all my options, all my actions. I'm like, well, you know what? Well, that's not the kind of person you want to be with, you know what I'm saying? A person who doesn't take accountability for their actions. And also, I could tell that some people, that they haven't healed because they allowed this person that did them wrong to turn them into the absolute worst.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with what you were saying.
Yeah. Now, how does going to therapy help with healing? Because a lot of people, I've been an advocate for therapy for the longest time, man. You know, I myself, eventually I'm going to get back into therapy once the finances get right. But how can therapy help with the healing process?
It helps. You know, of course, it's always great to have someone to talk to. But I feel like healing is more something personal that you have to do for yourself as well. Again, yes, talking to a therapist helps. That definitely helps the healing process. But you, again, getting into scripture, getting closer to God, learning yourself, what you like, what you dislike, you know, what triggers you, what doesn't trigger you, what, you know, makes you more at peace. I feel like self-healing is better than actually going to talk to a total stranger.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. And
I mean, that's just my personal, you know, opinion. You know, some people, you know, would feel maybe therapy, you know, talking to someone is better than self-healing.
Yeah, because the only reason I'll say that is because sometimes maybe in talking to somebody, maybe they can relate to something. They might be able to tell you something from their journey that helps yeah. them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it is good to talk to someone. Say, like, for me, you know, I lost my mother. I can't really go talk to someone that hasn't lost their mother because they really can't relate. So, but I can talk to someone that has, and they understand my pain, you know?
Yeah. Now, I know they may have not lost a parent, but they have lost their best friend. I mean, people have lost their best friend or someone that was very near and dear to them because not everybody has that relationship with their mom, you know what I'm saying? But they can definitely relate to losing someone that was, like, very close to them that really helped them out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but what's the biggest thing you want people to get out of? What's the biggest motivation of why people need to just take time to heal themselves? Because people nowadays, they just keep going. They don't even think about healing.
Look, repeat. I'm sorry. I heard you, but I want to make sure I answer correctly. What was the question?
I was saying, why do people need to take time out to heal? Because, you know, nowadays, this is like the go generation, the make shit happen generation. So, like, why do people need to take time to properly heal themselves?
Because if you don't heal from the past, I always say this, if you don't heal from the past, what's past you is called past for a reason. You passed it. We lived this. It happened. It's over with. If you don't heal from the past, you can't look forward. And this is why a lot of people, you know, things keep reoccurring in their lives because they haven't got the chance to heal that little boy, that little girl that was, you know, say sexually abused or abused or, you know, whatever happened in their life. They haven't took the time out to heal that version of them. So how can you possibly move forward? But like you said, you know, this is a generation, a day and time where people's like, oh, bump healing. You know, I gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep moving. No, you can't. You can't move forward unless you heal. You know, you're not going to be able to push forward and mentally think towards the future if you don't heal from the past.
That's well said. That's well said. So when can we expect you to get back on the mic with the Healing is Proud podcast?
What I normally do is, you know, if something comes to my spirit, if something comes to my heart, I will get on and record and, you know, enlighten people on what, you know, comes to my spirit. And I'm trying to, you know, do that on a daily or at least a couple of times a week. You know, I work a lot, so it's, you know, I got to balance out life and everything, but definitely 2024, I'm definitely going to be on Healing is Power more, definitely bringing in more guests, and I would love to, you know, be a guest on, you know, others' podcasts as well.
That's real. And if there's something I can talk to you about, you can definitely bring me on as well, you know what I'm saying? We'll volunteer my services out to you as well. If anyway I can help you out, just let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And lastly, why do people need to subscribe to the Healing is Proud podcast?
Because it's I feel like people need to subscribe. Well, they don't need to. They should, but, you know, it's their choice, of course. But, you know, healing is so needed in today's society. There's so many broken people. I see it on a daily basis. There's just so many broken, angry, bitter people. And, you know, subscribing to my channel and, you know, hearing others' stories and, you know, of course, me speaking positively about healing, you know, it can change someone's life. It can stop somebody from taking their life, you know. You don't know mentally what somebody's going through.
Yes, that is so true. You don't know what mentally someone's going through. So that's another reminder that people, they just need to be nice and be patient with people, you know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing I've noticed in 2024 is nobody has patience no more. It's like nobody has the compassion or the patience, you know. They look at you stupid, and especially people on jobs, like, they don't have the compassion. They don't know how to be friendly. They don't know how to speak to you, you know what I'm saying? They don't know how to. I was raised in the South, you know, so I was taught that you always be courteous, and especially when you need something from somebody, but nobody has that patience nowadays. So I need y'all to have that patience, and I need y'all to definitely heal from whatever it is, or just heal enough to where you don't have to bleed out on others.
Please, please, it's so important. Yes, please don't bleed out on other people, because, you know, unfortunately, people, you know, others out there, they can't help what you went through as a child or whatever. Don't take that out on them. And I've encountered a lot of people like that, unfortunately.
I have as well. And you know what? I have to forgive those people, even though I'm not going to say I forgive you. I know those people aren't going to say that, having them to admit that they're wrong, you know. But those people, you just got to forgive them and move on. Forgive them in silence and move on with life.
Yeah, definitely.
But Tia, I want to thank you for joining me on Liquor Talk for the first episode of 2024. I definitely appreciate it. Remember, I might be in Florida, but I'm just a DM away whenever you're ready to work. So I definitely appreciate it. And y'all go check out her podcast. Go tap in with her, y'all. Go ahead and show us some love.
Thank you so much for having me on here. And just to let your listeners know, Helios Power is on the following platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora. I'm also on YouTube, and I'm on Amazon Music.
That's real. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for checking out this episode of Liquor Talk. Stay tuned for the next episode of Liquor Talk. I will definitely go in more about my thoughts about 2024 and what we're looking forward to. So be on the lookout for that next episode. This is a special week because we're dropping two episodes this week. So be on the lookout for the second episode. Like I said to you, I want to thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Whether you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, YouTube, wherever you at. And podcasters, content creators, artists, authors, don't matter what you do. If you want to come on Liquor Talk, slide into DMs and let's make it happen. Until next time, we out this thing, y'all. Deuces.